98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the best mix in the morning show and your Coast Social Network and Furry Friends Friday on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Friday morning, we talk to a guest from a local shelter or agency that helps get these awesome adoptable animals into the families in Michigan's Great Southwest that are ready to love them. Robin Fedor is here with us from Paws of Hope this morning to talk about Cooper. And Cooper is just the cutest. We've got pictures of him on our website, 983thecoast.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. Tell us about Cooper.
Good morning. Cooper is a great guy. He's not a year old yet. He's only probably 7 or 8 months old. And he's kind of an odd breed mix for our area. He's a Mountain Cur Plot Hound mix. And a great, great guy. He just fit in seamlessly into his foster home. He's very friendly. He loves kids. He's great with other dogs. He loves the dogs in his pack. We haven't tested him yet with cats. So if his potential adopters have cats in the home, we'll have to make sure we do that. But he enjoys being outside, running with his pack. In the picture that you have posted on his site on your site of Cooper, they had him out in their little fishing boat on the river, and he had a great time. He really enjoyed that. Jumped right into the river and took off swimming. And so they need to work with him a little bit on recall when he's in the water. But his breed mix is a working breed. And so he would be very happy to have an active lifestyle and maybe have some kind of little job to do. But, you know, when the day is done, he enjoys snuggling up with his foster mom and dad and, you know, kicking back and relaxing in the evenings. And he would make a great dog for probably just about any family.
Yeah, he definitely looks like just an awesome addition to someone's family. And how do folks get a chance to potentially meet and adopt Cooper?
Well, we do have an adoption event coming up this Sunday at PetSmart in Benton Harbor from 1 to 3. I don't yet know if Cooper's going to be there. They can reach out to Paws of Hope through a private message at our Facebook page. They can send an email to us at information@pawsofhope.org, or they can give us a call at 269-340-0272 and just inquire about him. And you know, we can talk a little bit more about Cooper and, you know, his personality and make sure he's a compatible fit.
Yeah, absolutely. There are lots of other great things going on around the area for folks to be a part of as well, including at the end of the month an event that Paws of Hope is helping to put together here called Dog Day Afternoon. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we're real excited for Dog Day Afternoon. It is actually being put on by the ladies of the Bids for Barks 2.0 committee, and it's a fundraiser for Paws of Hope. It's going to be at the Mendel Center, and the grounds out there are just beautiful. It'll be off of your road on the backside of the Mendel Center. There's a pond out there, plenty of grass. And we're going to be set up along the ponds and around the ponds. We've got a couple of live bands coming in. The Vicki Page Band is going to be playing starting at 2 o'clock, and Larry Johnson is going to be playing starting at 4:30. And we're going to be setting up an artisan vendor type of market featuring mostly local vendors, and so people will be able to do a little bit of shopping. And we're also going to be holding a live auction, and your very own Matt Malone from 97.5 White Country is going to be our auctioneer. And we're encouraging people to bring their dogs and bring their lawn chairs and a canopy if they want, and just settle in. We're going to have kind of picnic style food, burgers, hot dogs. Probably we're working on getting sweet corn, you know, that type of stuff on the grill, and, you know, just having a relaxing afternoon. And the other thing that we've done is we've invited several other shelters and rescue groups to come so we can have a little bit of an adoption event going on, too. That's a multi-rescue adoption event. So besides Paws of Hope, Bering County Animal Control is going to be there. Alvan Humane Society is going to be there from South Haven. Animal Aid is going to be there. And also Allies for Greyhounds. Everybody likes to see the greyhounds, and they're going to be there, too. And to learn more about Dog Day Afternoon, they can go to our website at www.pawsofhope.org. They can buy tickets online. It's $15 for tickets online, and $20 at the gate on the day of the event. And we look forward to seeing people out there. It's a new event for us, so we're excited to see to have it and to see how it goes.
Well, I think that sounds pretty awesome and potentially very successful, hopefully, if the community responds, as I know they will. So, Robin, we're out of time here, but thanks very much for joining us this morning on Furry Friends Friday in the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh, with 98.3 The Coast.